Tuesday, March 29, 2016. This is the Daily Dave. I'm Dave Guerra. How are you? Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. Excuse me. How's your day? How'd it go? Pretty interesting day, I gotta say. Wish it was a little not so fast. Everything just picked up after that holiday weekend and we're off and running. Anyway, but moving on. What am I talking about today? I was reading this article on CNN.com. It's, what's it called? The 11 things Germany does better than anywhere else. And I know somewhere deep in my bloodline, there's got to be some German. I was there in the 80s. I was there for 2 years. Went back in 2009. Lots of changes, but Germany still stayed the same. And that was pretty cool. I like that. And you'll always catch me talking about Germany. There's just something about it. And, well, anyway, in this article, moving on, see, I stopped talking about Germany. In this article, it talked about the 11 things that Germany does better than anywhere else. And the number one thing, which I have to concur, is mixing water, barley, and hops. That's right. Germans drink, breathe, eat, and sleep beer. And this is German beer. German beer. Now, there's like a special law for German beer. It's called a purity law. Or the Deutsches Reinheitsgebot. Yeah. It's still in existence. This law came in 1516. It dictates that only water, barley, and hops may be used. And that's it. This is German law. It's a real law. And trust me, if you've never had a German beer, you don't know what you're missing. If you've had American beer, trust me, it's nothing compared to... You might as well be drinking a bottle of Evian water. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's just the way I see it. That's the way it goes. Number two, getting from A to B. Audis, Mercedes, BMWs, A to B. Get it? Anyway, yeah. Then there's always the Deutsche Bahn. The railway system is the most awesome. I rode that a lot when I was there. Fantastic railway system. And if you've never ridden on a train, ride a train. But if you can ride it in Germany, ride it in Germany. The life aquatic, you know, they swim, water ski, kayak, canoe all the time. They love to take off their clothes in public. No, only in the lakes and pools and where it's not regulated, but it's just, you know, it's off to the side a bit. And got to see a lot of that too, good and bad. Anyway, moving on. Baking bread. Holy moly. I was there in... When did I do apologize. I also went back there in 88, and we were there for Reforger. We turned our forces to Germany, and we parked the armored personnel carrier right outside this little town and right next to this bakery. When we woke up that morning, oh, you could just smell the bread. It was awesome. And German bread is fantastic. It's not all rye bread, mind you. Bureaucracy, well, you know what? Everybody else, it's like every country fights for bureaucracy to be the best or the worst. It's moot. Moving everything. When offered for rent, German houses and apartments are never furnished. And again, I've always known them, and even here in the States, if something's for rent, it's usually not furnished. So I don't get it. Castles. Holy moly. Castles. Neuschwanstein. Fantastic. Awesome. Lots of castles. Schloss Charlottenburg there in Berlin, downtown. Well, not downtown, off to the side there, but it's fantastic. Castles everywhere. Weekend walks. Yes. Oh, Volksmarching. If you've never gone on a Volksmarch or just gone out into the Black Forest or just travel down these nature trails or walkways or pathways or hiking trails, do it. The getting down. You know, when I was there, Halloween was not really a big thing, and New Year's was slowly starting to become a thing. Now it's a thing. And Halloween's a thing, too. They celebrate. You know, they got Carnival or Fasching. Fantastic time of the year. That's right. And then, of course, it's fashion is like Carnival. There you go. And what else have they got? Well, they make meta jokes. And, well, you know, if you know Germans, you know, they don't. You know, the stereotype is that they don't know how to tell jokes. Trust me, they do. They go around in a roundabout sort of way, but they get the job done. And there's a link. I'm going to put a video link down here on the page. So if you're listening to this, be sure you come back to the page and watch the video. It's called Dinner for One. It's a New Year's tradition. It's been played on television since 1963, but takes a while, but they finally get to the punchline. So again, check it out. So yeah, I kind of concur. These are the 11 things Germany does better than any place else in the world. So anyway, what are your things? What's your favorite place and what do they do? Let me know. Love to hear from you. Anyway, this has been the Daily Dave for Tuesday, March 29, 2016. Until tomorrow, have a great day.